25 kindergartners have just finished a play period, stored away their puzzles and books, and now sit at the feet of teacher Tim Robinson for a simple lesson on dairy products.
Yogurt, that's a good one. Some of you are having yogurt for lunch today. What's another thing? Israel.
Cheese.
Cheese comes from milk. Very good. Yogurt, cheese.
Robinson is in his third year of teaching 5- and 6-year-olds at Capitol View Elementary School on Des Moines' east side. He once thought he'd instruct slightly older students, but when he was in college, he worked a summer job where he was put in charge of young kids and found he had a real rapport with them.
These kids are young enough yet that they're not jaded by the rest of the world. They will tell you exactly what they're thinking. They'll tell you exactly what's going on in their home lives, you know, what's going on with their families and things. I so respect and appreciate that honesty.
Historically, teaching at the elementary school level has been mostly women's work. It's considered part of child rearing, and that too, stereotypically, falls to women. Lynn Nielsen is a professor of education at the University of Northern Iowa. He began his teaching career in a primary school classroom. He's written extensively about why more men don't teach the lower grades.
There's some persistent patterns in employment, and men tend to pursue occupations which carry with them status and power. And that shows up in terms of the amount of authority you might have, as well as the salary. And the fact is that teaching is not a highly paid occupation.
Nielsen says even when men decide to teach elementary school students, everyone around them assumes it's just a stopping point on the path to a job as an administrator or curriculum director. He says about 10% of his elementary education students at UNI are male. That's about the percentage of men grade school teachers in Des Moines. But the Iowa Department of Education reports statewide the number is closing in on 20%. And at Capitol View Elementary, in addition to Robinson in the kindergarten classroom, there are men teaching 1st, 4th, and 5th graders. The school's dean of students is also a man, Andrew Berg.
I think the perception of elementary education as a female sport, so to speak, is going by the wayside. I think there are new social norms that are being created that allow males to see the benefits of that profession and the benefits for students in that profession.
Capitol View is in a low-income neighborhood of Des Moines. Many of the students come from single-parent households headed, more often than not, by their mothers. Tim Robinson says they need a male influence in their young lives, and he's happy to provide it.
I love my job. I love working with these kids. When my door is shut, I feel like I have my own world in here, and we just kind of, we learn from that world.
Robinson says, despite being a man, every day he feels like a mother duck, with a room full of ducklings following and studying his every move. He's making a difference, he says, and that's all you can ask from any job.
A worker mixed the milk, there's the milk, with sugar. Swish, swish, swish.
In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.
Cream into a cup. Glop, glop, glop. A freezer froze the ice cream in the factory.